This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Haley Sanchez in Colorado Springs. Colorado's Republican Party is gearing up for this year's midterm election. Party Chair Christy Burton Brown tells Colorado Matters that the issue of alleged election fraud is not a high priority.
People don't want to constantly dwell in the past. They want to dwell in the future. Solving the problems like the record high, 25-year high in violent crime that's hurting our kids in our neighborhoods. They want to figure out how to solve the cost of living in Colorado, bring more affordable housing to our state.
She says many Republican candidates are also focused on providing more educational options for kids. Colorado's primary elections take place in June. A Colorado hospital study shows the benefit of using an alternative, non-opioid strategy for postpartum patients. Women often receive medications like oxycodone to help with pain management after delivering babies by C-section. A team at Lutheran Medical Center studied nearly 200 women, comparing how they did using a binder, a wide abdominal compression belt, versus those who didn't. Corey Hoskins is the lead researcher and an OB nurse.
Our binder group didn't need nearly as much of that supplementary medication.
The majority of patients who wore the binder reported less pain and used lower doses of pain medication after the operation. Travelers will see some changes inside DIA Airport over the coming week as construction crews make progress on the Great Hall renovation. DIA says construction walls will be set up on the level train platform. You're listening to CPR News and KRCC.